begin to the fourth thing of the cross, let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, for giving us this opportunity to meditate on your saying on the cross. What you went through 2,000 years ago shows the love that you had for your Father and mankind. Let us not follow this day a mere ritual, but have takeaways that can be implemented in our life. The words that I am speaking bring glory to you, my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. The fourth saying on the cross can be found in Matthew chapter 27, verse 46. I have verses 45 to 47 just to understand the context of in which he says what he says and the human interpretation of what he says. Verse 45, from noon until 3 in the afternoon, darkness came over all the land. Verse 46, about 3 in the afternoon, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, which means, my God, why have you forsaken me? Verse 47, when some of those heard this, they said, he's calling for Elijah. I want to break down the three verses to 3 points. Darkness, which tests faith. Depth of sin, which prompts prayer. And dependency, which is our hope in Christ. Jesus' suffering is more than we can comprehend. He chose his suffering in order to do his Father's will. Jesus' suffering and endurance is far more amazing than his miracles. To follow God's will when sacrifice is extreme is the greatest test of faith. We will never reach the depth of suffering to which our Lord was subjected, but at times we may feel as though we are sharing it. How can we find courage and hope to help us endure? What do we do to overcome suffering? Jesus' actions and words help us understand and encourages us when we are hit with tough situations. Let's talk about darkness. When did Jesus speak this? Verse 45, from noon until 3 in the afternoon, darkness came over all the land. Jesus is crucified. He completely gave himself to the will of God, his Father. He submitted to his Father's will. He knew that his Father was with him in the journey of his suffering. He is bleeding, lost all his strength, and only hope that the light is on him. But then the darkness kicks in. For the first time in eternity, he feels lost. He lost all contact with his heavenly Father. He lost all awareness of his Father's help. He had no signs, no evidence of his present help. The shining light is no more shining on him. He has a sense of abandonment from his Father when he needed him the most. He lives by total faith and no sight of his heavenly Father. We can all relate to this as well. Many of us have gone through difficult times and experienced darkness. We felt the pain and it was unbearable. We were left with no darkness or any evidence of recovery. Similar to how Jesus felt, we endured through darkness. So let's look at the depth of our sin. What did he speak? Verse 46. About 3 in the afternoon, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, which means, my God, why have you forsaken me? Jesus prayed the scripture, Psalm 22:1 to be exact. Even though that he felt that his Father was nowhere to be found, he praised God's words. The depth of our sin was immense that made him cry to his Father. Our rebellion, sinfulness, idolatry, disobedience was heavy on him that he experienced forsakenness. Through it all, he prayed to him. Many times we have found ourselves in this situation, the forsakenness. But there is a difference. He felt the pain and agony of all our sin, but there was no spot of sin on him himself. The struggle we face is entirely our issues. We feel the pain and have questions the presence of God. So let's look at the hope in our Christ. Who did he place his trust in? Verse 47. When some of those standing there heard this, they said, he's calling Elijah. Why do the bystanders believe he is calling for Elijah? The prophet Malachi promised that Elijah would come first. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. Malachi 4:5. Through the hysterics of condemning Jesus, the people still retained the doubt that Jesus was deserving of the punishment. They had some belief that Jesus was still the Lord. They were in the mindset that Elijah would come to save and rescue him. They believed Jesus was placing his trust that Jesus would help him. This was not the case. Jesus is calling out to the Lord. In his time of suffering, Jesus is calling out to God to be with him. He's placing his trust that God will protect him from the agony and give himself to him. He's alone, burdened with the sin of the world. He depends and hopes that God will comfort him. In our lives, we feel the burdens of our struggles during hardship. In this moment, we must place our dependency on God to lead us through. Through all trials of our lives, although we believe we can endure it alone, we must have reliance that our Lord will help us through. Our hope must be built in the Lord. Romans 8:38-39. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation, will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. That is how our prayer, faith, and hope should be. Even in times of struggle and complete darkness, we must pray to the Lord and place all our trust in him, believing he will comfort us.